We start this news hour with breaking news from Ukraine. At least five cities, including its capital Kyiv, have been hit by as many as 60 missiles launched by Russia. People in parts of Kyiv are being urged to take shelter after the city was shaken by three blasts. Ukrainian officials say Russia's military has targeted critical facilities in Kharkiv, Kryvyi Rih and Zaporizhia. Deaths are being reported in regions including Dnipro and Luhansk. Well, Rory Challens is live for us in Kyiv. And can you just run us through where some of these strikes have been and just how significant the damage has been as well?
It's been another tense and wearisome day in the campaign that Russia is launching against civilian life in Ukraine. Another day where people had to run to the air raid shelters or look to the skies as cruise missiles whistled over their heads. At least 60 were launched by Russia. Now, air defence had significant success in shooting many of those down, but air defence is not infallible, particularly when there are so many missiles launched. So here's the damage as we understand it so far. Kharkiv, a big city, completely without power that we know of. In Kryvyi Rih, a central city, two people killed, five wounded when a residential building was hit there. Odessa in the south, there are power shortages. Here in Kyiv, the capital, as you can see, the low cloud cover meant that when I was looking around earlier, trying to spot either the trails of air defence or plumes of smoke on the horizon of successful strikes, I couldn't. All I could hear was the boom, boom, boom reverberating around the city as they tried to shoot the missiles down. Quite eerie, I have to say. Now, we know that there were some successful strikes. There are power issues in parts of the capital. The metro system was shut down so that people could use those stations as bomb shelters. And the mayor, Vitali Klitschko, has said that there are severe running water disruptions around the city, but they're trying to get that back up and running as quickly as possible. And that's going to be the mission for the next few days or so. Get those systems running again, get the backup generators going, get the transformers going, try to show to Russia that this is essentially a country that is not being beaten, that it's unbreakable.
OK, Rory Challens for us in Kyiv. Thank you.